actually wow.
You're starting to get all crusty and stiffy again.
You're disgusting.
Very, very hot and sexy.
Yeah!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I mean this seriously.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show on Tubercular Tuesday. You can get on the line to get on the air and call us at 877-365-3636. We also invite you to visit WJFK.com. Click on my shrunken head.
Click on Mike.
Or my oversized head where they've shrunk the, I don't know what they've shrunk.
Click on his features.
My features, my nose and mouth.
Right in the eye.
The bulbous part of my oversized cone head has been edited off the website. Once you're there, you can check out our podcast. Post your thoughts in the forum and email us if you choose.
And print out our complimentary Applebee's coupon.
Yes, the fine sponsor, Applebee's. It'll be continuing to advertise on the show. Coming soon.
Yes, Mike?
Mike O'Mara. MikeO'Mara.com.
Your cough is sounding wetter.
I hope so. I think I might be producing.
I'm going to bring in an oyster shell for you tomorrow, and everything you cough up, you'll spit in the oyster
shell.
What is
the medical term for that? Do they say, are you producing?
Expectorating.
Or sputum.
Are you sputum?
That's nice.
Sputum. Speaking of the medical report, if you listen to the early part of the show, I am dealing with my bronchitis, tuberculosis, lung, whatever. I don't think it's the big casino. I'm reasonably sure it's not that.
That's good news, Mike.
Well, no, I mean, it's a chest cold. That's what I've got. Mm-hmm. And it reminded me, coming back here to Fairfax, that when we come back to Fairfax, we are in the belly of the Petri dish. And you have, you know, 800 smelly, dirty guys who don't bathe, mm-hmm, using microphones. And, you know, we're included in that, too. I mean, Buzz is very fastidious.
He
but,
is.
You know, Rob and I, hygiene is not job one for us.
I noticed.
The job is getting the show on the air.
That's the important part.
That's what it is.
Producing this hilarity. And speaking of that, I'd like to tell our listening audience that last segment was a lot of fun for Buzz and for myself, and I hope it was for you. It speaks to what we're going to be doing on the new show going forward, mm-hmm, with our Do You Care segments, where it doesn't always have to be YYCC. We're going to have a lot of fun on the show, but occasionally we'll talk about the issues of the day. So if you're always looking for YYCC, it's not gonna happen.
And we'll have fun doing it, as we just did.
Mm-hmm. What is YYCC?
Thank you. Yuck, yuck, chuckle, chuckle.
I knew that.
Thank you very much. All right, medical report time on the show. We're going to go through the ranks of everyone on the Mike O'Mara Show. Buzz, how is your toe?
It hurts. It hurts like hell.
And Buzz had himself an accident today.
I mean, he needs surgery. Here's what happened. 6 o'clock this morning, we hear the beeping that is the smoke detector saying it needs a new battery, mm-hmm, because I forgot to do that when we sprang forward.
Right.
And so I sprang out of bed and got the step stool and went to replace the batteries in both the smoke detectors. And then I realized that...
Heard Buzz's smoke detectors?
I have not, Mike. What do you suppose it sounds like?
You're disgusting.
Damn it, I missed that up again. Hold on a second. I'll show you what it sounds like.
It sounds like
this. Thank you.
I thought maybe it sounded like an air horn.
I'll get used to that.
So you did it? See.
That's the one in the basement.
Wake up, the house is on fire.
Hello, Brad.
So after doing my duty with the smoke detectors, I realized I had not, on rising from bed, been to the bathroom yet and urgently needed to do so. So I went charging into the bathroom and stubbed my toe on the open door, ripping like a cap of flesh off the end of my toe. I folded the flap shut and taped it up with Band-Aids.
You ripped the flap. I hate anything that says flap.
Yeah, it's a flap. A flap of flesh.
I don't like the flap.
A flesh flap, if you will.
Do you go in the middle of the night now? Or do you normally go just in the morning?
Depends on if I wake up.
Hey!
I mean, on the occasion that I happen to wake up in the middle of the night, I will, just because I'm awake, get up and go. But I don't, it's not a regular thing.
I am very concerned since my spinal procedure,
mm-hmm,
I have been going in the middle of the night.
Ah.
And you know, one of the things they warn you about, along with paralysis and death and all that good stuff, is that you may have some of your functions change down there. And I was always a guy, sleep through the night, no problem at all. And I now get up at about 3:30 almost every night and go winky tink.
Wow.
I don't like that.
What have you laid off? Well, I was going to say something silly. I withdraw. I'm not going to say lay off drinking before bed.
No way.
Sorry, Brad.
Try the adult diapers.
Oh, stop that. Come on, you're older than I am. No, I think, but I've turned a corner. It seems to me that's what old people
do. If you did that, you wouldn't have to get up.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I don't like the idea of having to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom. That's what 90-year-old people do. Isn't that right, Katie?
Yes.
Don't I strike you, though, as kind of a youthful guy, even though I got this kind of gray beard?
Yes, and adult diapers would probably hinder your social agenda.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's Katie, ladies and gentlemen.
Look who went to college.
Do you even have an agenda, Mike?
I don't have any agenda whatsoever. My social agenda consists of get me to the location. Get me a good table at the location where I don't have to wait in line. Mm-hmm. Make sure that the server at this location is getting me what I need quickly, especially if it comes in a bottle. Yes. And then get the person out of my way. And then give me enough time where I can really be social. And at that point, I will be social with anybody. Uh-huh.
Very good. That's
and lots
good
of breadsticks.
So that was it? Your flap? How's your flap doing?
Well, it hurts like hell.
How
and
did
I may
you
need
dress
surgery.
The wound? Mm-hmm.
I told you, I folded the flap shut and taped it up tightly with Band-Aids.
Just Band-Aids?
Yeah.
It sounded like it might be better with like actual white tape on that one.
No, that takes time. Didn't
this
have time.
This is really a crisis in your house. You've got a pretty controlled,
organized,
simple life. You really
safe.
Do.
Yeah.
Would it be safe to say that you've got the most, as far as your home life,
low maintenance.
You've got low maintenance. There's not a lot that, has to happen for your life to be upset.
No kids. The cats dress themselves.
So you have something like this. You have a smoke detector. This is big news
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, it is.
Because, he came to me today and said, well, I've had the day of days.
Oh, you weren't there
I've
when
had
it was
the day
happening.
Of days. It's incredible.
I got IMs. I got text messages. You even called me, didn't you?
And I did.
Yeah.
And I have the throbbing toe.
Is it still throbbing?
Oh, Lord, yes.
It didn't take the nail off, did it?
No, fortunately, it didn't. Just the end of the toe.
Not yet. What's going to happen over the next few days remains to be seen.
That's right.
That seems like a normal day in my house when stuff happens like that. It's just not that big
Where
a deal.
Where you lose a flap off the end of your toe?
Well, I can see, but it's the whole smoke detector thing.
That's just what started it. That's just the indication that the day was going to suck.
But, Buzz, seriously,
I hate smoke detectors.
The reason that you probably lost the flap on your toe mm-hmm. is because those type of little things that, people with like 11 kids
the
or
unexpected,
something,
yeah.
they don't really care. They wouldn't let it bother.
No, that's a nice diversion in my house.
That type of thing drives you insane, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, I nearly lost a toe.
Yeah, but after the smoke detector.
Right,
I'm talking
right.
about the smoke detector is what sent you into
tizzy. It woke my ass up at 6 o'clock this morning. That's
should
why
be up
I
at
was
six.
Unfortunate.
Prepping the show.
He should be working always. Now, as far as the Rob report,
yes.
I have not checked in with you since we started doing the show.
Righto.
How goes everything in the Speedwagon?
As
household?
Far as health, it goes great, but good. As far as kids, we've got issues.
Really?
Yeah, and I got to start with Robert. One quick Pope story, mm-hmm. which I thought was funny. He called the Pope. The Pope, was on TV all last week, and he kept calling the Pope the president.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd say, is that the president? He said, no, it's the Pope. And it was on every morning, and we
peace
watched.
Peace be with you.
We watched. The mask, and he has an action figure of Venom. The guy that the
yeah.
bad Spider-Man.
Right.
When Spider-Man's suit turned black in the most recent movie.
Right.
And he put Play-Doh on his head, and he came down. He says, "Look, I made the Pope.
Peace be with you."
He made a Pope hat out of Play-Doh.
You know what that tells me? That
What's
tells that? Me that he's actually thinking of perhaps joining the Catholic Church.
I'm sure.
If your kids that they maybe wanted to explore a different religion, would you mm-hmm. be cool about that?
Absolutely. But they've both been baptized Methodists, and I think it's nice to keep the ship on track.
Translation? Absolutely not.
No way.
Everything else going? How is your lovely put-upon wife?
She's fine. She's working a lot.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's working 40 hours a week, but in split shifts. So
not
she's
seeing
always
her very often, are we?
No.
That's why it's been so peaceful.
Smiling.
Very quiet, but I must tell you, do you remember it was about a year ago mm-hmm. when Robert learned how to lock himself in his bedroom?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Didn't Carrie actually have to change the locks in the house?
Carrie didn't do anything. I changed the locks. What
so
I had
that
to
they
do
didn't,
was
they didn't lock from the inside. They now locked from the outside.
We had to undo the doorknobs and put them in backwards. Well, a year later, this has presented us with another problem.
Why?
Okay.
Just the other day, Carrie went into Robert's room, and he locked her in his room.
Yeah.
Now, now really.
That's
this,
right. I take steroids. It's not for muscles. It's just a
That's not what I wanted to play.
If Robert
for
was
Christ
on steroids,
sake.
We'd have trouble. So she talked him out of it, using, as always, me as the villain. She said, if you don't let me out of this room, there's going to be trouble, and it will come from your father.
Mm. So he knew how to lock himself in there, so now he knows how to lock somebody else in there, too.
Okay, so last night, we thought the kids were asleep. It was like close to 9. My father-in-law and his wife are staying with us, so the kids have been played with all day. They're tired. And we hear noises upstairs, yelling, playing, and it's, noise. It's not bad noise, but
yeah!
Not unlike that.
Kid
it's
noise.
Kid playing noise. And I said, God, that's great. That's right. I said, that's great. The kids are playing together. And Carrie says, yeah, that's nice that they're still playing together even after a long day.
Let me see your hands. There you go.
So Carrie goes upstairs and realizes that they're both in Julia's bedroom and the door is shut.
Uh-oh.
She goes to look. The door has been locked and pulled shut. And there is a note that has been slipped under the door, and I'd like for Mike to read the note. I brought the note in.
Oh, all right, this is the visual aid you brought for show and share. All right.
This is the note. So one of your kids has slid this under the door?
It was slid under the door. Both kids are in the door in the bedroom, and the door was locked. And it reads, find this in the hallway.
This is from Julia. Uh-huh. Please help us. Please unlock the door. Julia.
So what has happened is Robert.
Please help us.
Because they're 2 years apart, boys and girl, uh-huh. boy and girl. Robert always wants to play with Julia. Julia seldom wants to play with Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And he was afraid the playtime was ending, so he went and he locked the door and pulled it shut.
So she couldn't get out.
So they were both locked in the room, so they'd be forced to play together.
What a high-strung lad he is.
So I don't know what to do with the doorknobs now. If I put them one way, it's trouble one way. And if it's, I think I'm going to have to buy knobs that have no locks at all.
Mm-hmm. But the kids are doing good?
They're doing good.
Everybody's happy?
Great. I had a great wedding with my sister-in-law and her husband Tim this weekend, so God bless them. Ed and Dot, my father-in-law and his wife.
Bill and Gail.
And we're all having a great time, and things are good at the Spiewak House. That's
all right.
Good.
Anything big coming up in your life? You went to the wedding was a success?
The wedding was a great success.
Did they have booze?
They had champagne.
That's it.
It was a brunch, though. And that's tough.
You don't want to say anything, right? I mean, come on.
No,
it's a brunch.
It's a brunch. I would seldom have a beer that early in the morning.
Seldom, not
seldom.
Never.
I mean, it's not not like it was a Redskins game.
That's right. You wouldn't have a beer, Rob.
But
at 10
o'clock
in the morning.
Tell you this: if I'm going to go to another wedding in the sun, I'm not wearing a dark blue suit again.
Really, I can't drink during the day. I just can't have another one.
So I guess I need a box full of doorknobs. Because I need to change all the doorknobs upstairs. And I'm not going to make it so we have to keep the lock on our door,
mm-hmm.
you know, because there's, you know, the biannual event.
How are you
requires privacy.
With the procedure, obviously, the vasectomy.
Oh, the vasectomy,
Are we getting it done with more frequency now?
No, because, and I think it's being held over my head, is I still have one more checkup before I'm totally 100% in the clear.
Will you let us know?
Absolutely.
And then beware, Mrs. Spiewak.
Oh, then she's going to want locks on every door.
Absolutely, but bolt locks.
I think it took, because ever since we had him fixed, he doesn't bite people as often.
Yeah, I had that sound effect, but it's on the other one. Note to show staff, we do need the other machine in here.
Yeah.
You know, because this is going back and forth and it's starting to, you know.
You don't like it.
The skin is starting, the flap is starting to peel off my index
and
finger.
And may I tell one other 20-second story?
Yes, go right ahead. And then we got a call from Fran. Fran, we'll go to Fran.
Who's
got a comment about Buzz's toe.
The first episode of the show, do you remember when you asked if we had, all of us within the studio, had personal lubricants in our bedroom?
Yes.
All right. Carrie was listening to the show that day and mm-hmm. was very excited that the show was sounding well and was very pleased for all of us that everything was okay. Because, you know, at 2:59, who
sounding
knows?
Good, Virginia Commonwealth University, not sounding well.
We were sounding fine.
Sounding just fine. Well,
just
then
fine. It's fine.
Right.
And
I had just gotten up. I really, 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 really had to go to the bathroom.
Have you ever, let's say, teenagers?
Yes.
And decided.
I was dropping the kids off at my mom's house and she said, you know, you really should tune in the show. It sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that happened when my mother turned on the show was me revealing that we kept Astroglide in our bedroom.
Yeah!
So, yeah. It's an
yeah, baby!
Time.
I'm very proud of you, Rob.
So that's very, very nice. Tune in next time to the Rob Report, and I'll discuss why it sucks to be fat.
Thank you very much, Rob. Thanks for the Rob Report for today.
Forward.
Let's go to Fran. Fran, where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm in, I'm in Bethesda right now.
Fran's a girl's
yes,
name.
Yes, stayed secret. Not if you're like Fran Tarkenton.
Yeah, but this guy's not Fran.
Or noted restaurateur and ballplayer Fran O'Brien.
What about Fran Drescher, though?
Is your name Fran, sir?
Yeah, that's my name. It's Fran, yeah.
Okay, very good.
What can we do for you, Fran?
Just checking.
Fran, the Red Sox fan.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a nickname that I'm not going to accept. No, go ahead, Fran. What can we do for you?
No, I was just wondering.
Hey, Buzz, with your accident this morning?
Yes, sir.
I was wondering, did you happen to have a little squirt? Did you need to change your underpants?
No. Fortunately, there was no accident. I was bleeding like hell, but that was the only occurrence.
I was bleeding to death.
Nearly.
And we got the audio vault coming up, but first, one last call from AJ. AJ in Fairfax, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Mike. Not to minimize the importance of the toe flap, but, Mike, as a political insider, what do you think of the chances that either party would name, as a vice presidential candidate, Arch Campbell?
Arch Campbell. I'm for it.
Only if he wears the hat.
Yeah.
The Arch Campbell hat. He's still on TV, right, Rob?
Isn't he at Channel 7
he
now?
He is.
Floats around a little bit.
And he's beaten his disease.
Well, congratulations, Arch.
That's great, Arch.
Way to kick the disease. We're all for you. And this is the average Arch Campbell movie review.
That was his review for Terms of Endearment. There's that movie again.
That's a movie about a disease.
It is a movie.
All right, without further ado, what do we got in the audio vault? That's not a really loud audio vault.
Well, here. There we go. Like better like that?
Louder than that. What's in the audio vault today,
Okay,
Robbie?
We start off with the great, I know she's your favorite news lady of all time, Ann Curry.
Okay, before you play this, note to Ann Curry, why 8 cutaways to your face when you're talking to Barack,
yeah,
and you didn't do the same thing when you were talking to Hillary? I don't know whether it mattered or not, but she somehow wanted everybody to see her reaction when she was talking to Obama, but not necessarily with Hillary Clinton.
Do you think she's marrying herself to the candidate?
I have no idea. You know, she's had a loss in her family, so we have to go a little bit easier on her.
That's just an editing thing.
This is from yesterday's Today Show, and she has a little trouble when she tosses it back to the other anchors.
Okay, very good.
If I had my time again.
That's a record. Hold on.
I didn't
becoming
know she
the first woman ever to win an Indy car race. It was her 50th career start. And she was pretty darn happy. She said, actually, later on, Matt and Katie, and, or Matt and Meredith and Al, sorry, that was a mistake, because I'm not quite myself this morning.
Now, what makes it most interesting is when you hear how it aired on the West Coast.
Okay.
Becoming the first woman ever to win an Indy car race. It was her 50th career start, and she was pretty darn happy. She said, actually, later on, Matt and or Matt and Meredith and Al. Sorry, that was a mistake.
They dumped out the Katie on the West Coast.
Oh, but they really don't do a real clean edit of it, do
they? No, it's horrible.
They just chop it up and say, what the hell?
Exactly. And I don't know why they dumped it out anyway.
All right, what else do we have?
Here's a good example. And now Ann Curry, more rested today, and some of her great reading skill.
Oh, very good.
Another record high for gas prices. The government now says the average national price is now $3.51 for a gallon of regular. That's up about 12 cents in the last past week. Those are some of the top stories at 8:03. Let's now go back outside to Matt and Meredith.
I just love her. She's
great. She suffered a loss. We're sorry about the passing of her father, but she's having herself a couple of days on the Today Show, isn't she? Lovely Ann Curry.
Barack Obama did his time on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and I thought this was the best question that Jon Stewart asked.
This is worth the wait.
Sir, we are concerned that ultimately, at the end of the day, if you are fortunate enough to get the Democratic nomination, fortunate enough to become president of the United States, will you pull a bait and switch, sir, and enslave the white race? Is that your plan? And if it is your plan, be honest. Tell us now.
That is not our plan, John, but I think your paranoia might make you suitable as a debate moderator.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I think I'm looking at a different. I'm looking at Hillary. Am I looking
We're
at the
disc
right?
One.
We're on disc one.
Remember, I gave you two sheets today.
Oh, all right. Hold on a second.
Let me move on with this while you find it. This is Barack on WWE Raw last night.
Oh, good.
So you hear how he handles the wrestling contingent.
Two discs.
Hey, WWE fans, I hope you're all enjoying the program tonight. You know, this is a historic time for America. It's not just that the reign of Randy Orton may soon be coming to an end. It's that at this moment, in this election, we have a chance to finally end business as usual in Washington. For a long time now, we've had a politics where our leaders go after each other like they're competing to become king of the ring instead of coming together to provide universal health care, fix our economy, solve our other problems. That's what I'm running for president to change. So to the special interests who've been setting the agenda in Washington for too long, and to all the forces of division and distraction that have stopped us from making progress for the American people, I've got one question.
Yes?
Yeah, get
you
to it.
You smell what Barack is cooking.
Oh.
There you go.
All right.
On the same topic.
I don't want to hear any more WWE.
You don't want to hear Hillary or McCain?
No, I do not want to hear Hillary. That's as boring as it gets. Can we hear George W. Bush on Deal or No Deal?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Please.
That's cut number 17, Rob, on disc one. You got it. This is GWB.
It's a great night for politics.
It really, really was.
You are hugely decorated. You have a Purple Heart, 2 Bronze Stars. That is amazing. You are the ultimate American. You are what we look up to, okay?
And incidentally, when you want to get that compliment, you want it to come from Howie Mandel.
That's right.
A bald-headed guy on a game show.
Howie, thank you for your service to our country.
They want to acknowledge that. You ready to get some acknowledgement for your work and hard work and bravery? You want to get some? Look at the screen.
Good evening, Captain Kobus. I'm thrilled to be on Deal or No Deal with you tonight.
That's it. That's all you
That's
need.
That's all you need right there.
I'm thrilled to be on Deal or No Deal.
I only regret that I can't bring you tape of him dancing today.
Yeah, he was in New Orleans when he was doing
yes,
that,
he
right?
Was.
Okay,
yes,
what
he
else
was.
Do we have here, Robbie?
On disc number two, where we have to number six, we had Hillary. You didn't want to hear her on Raw. You know who was on the Today Show today? Was the First Lady.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's right.
Laura Bush.
And with the exception of her haircut, she could have been off a polygamy ranch.
Okay.
Here is cut 17. Here's her open on the Today Show this morning.
And welcome back to another hour of Today. A beautiful crowd here on our plaza in Midtown Manhattan. I'm Laura Bush, and I'll be your guest host today, Tuesday, April 22nd, 2008.
I am Laura Bush. I will be your host. And then somebody comes up, unscrews the face, and you see all the Westworld circuitry in her head.
Right. Meanwhile, you see Jenna on the sidelines saying, move her arms.
Is
move
there
her arms.
All right, there are a lot of Laura Bush here. YouTube divorce psycho Trisha Walsh Smith.
Oh, you remember her? She's the one who was dumped by the guy, and she made the YouTube video saying that he was cheating on her. And
so this is the real lady that we get to hear?
Yeah, and she breaks down here. She sounds pretty emotional here.
Okay, let's listen. Nothing like an emotional lady. I always enjoy that.
But what I want to ask is, why is my husband doing this? Why is he trying to throw me out after 9 years when I loved him?
I'd like to say I'm doing this because you are an unqualified bitch.
Yes.
Thank you.
I didn't have an affair. Why would he throw me out with no money?
Sorry.
I'm hurt.
Off you go.
And nobody cared. And he told everybody on Broadway that he was too old and I didn't love him. So I knew that I had to get attention.
If you're looking for attention from the American public, don't complain that he told everyone on Broadway.
I just think, really, she's very cabaret.
You do?
I don't think she's got it. She just shouldn't. She's not right for this competition.
It sounds like a divorce you might hear on a cruise ship.
Off you go.
I'm just not feeling it.
Off you go. All right, that's the audio vault.
Everyone on Broadway.
That's the audio vault. Thank you, Robbie.
Thank you,
will have. We missed a buzzy today, so we're going to get the final buzz coming up on the show. And also, now I think we've covered Beth Ann's boobs enough for today.
I don't like when they're covered.
We'll cover them more tomorrow.
Or uncovered.
And stay tuned locally for an exciting live commercial.
Oh, you tease!
Our very first one. But you can call us anytime, 877-365-3636, and we will have more with the Mike O'Mara Show coming up.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.